What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons who are daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's Tea Time Sesh, we are celebrating the most iconic holiday of the year, Radiant Icons. Yes, that's right. We are celebrating National Amanda Day, also known as my birthday for anyone new here. And yes, we're celebrating National Amanda Day 2 days early because why the hell not, Radiant Icons? Why the hell not? We are just iconic like that, okay? Okay. But no, truly, I get asked all the time, Amanda, why do you make your birthday such a big deal? And I believe life is a big deal. I believe birthdays not only celebrate the miracle of life, right? And how we are so lucky and so privileged to get another year around the sun. But I also believe that birthdays are our own personal New Year's. And if you guys know me and you know Dare to Be Iconic, you know I love me some intention setting for the new year. You know we love that because I think intentional living sets us up to live our most iconic life. So why not apply that idea, right, of intention setting when it comes to your own personal New Year's, which is, in my case, and what I believe is our birthdays. That's why I make my birthday a big damn deal, because you know what? Life is a big damn deal, and so is setting intentions of how you want this next chapter of your life to go. That's why every year for my birthday, I set a theme or I set an intention, and that intention is what will lead me through that next chapter of my life. It will guide me in every decision and action that I make because it's allowing me to live my most iconic life in this new beautiful chapter that I get to write, that I get to name for myself. So as we say goodbye to Radiant 26, because what a beautiful Radiant chapter 26 has been, we are saying hello to, drumroll please, Sexy 27. I am so excited to dig deeper into what does sexy mean to me? How can I be sexy in my everyday life? How will I let that intention of sexy, right? Sexy 27, guide me in every decision and action I decide to take in this new chapter of my life, because I am being blessed with another year around the sun to write my own story. Right? I think that is so beautiful. And well, that is what we are spilling the tea about today, Radiant Icons. But before we get into that, make sure to connect with me on socials, on Instagram and TikTok. It's at Amanda Policelli _ and at Dare to Be Iconic _. And if you're on LinkedIn, Radiant Icons, you already know what I'm going to say. Make sure to connect with me on there. It's Amanda Policelli. All of my socials are linked in the show notes below. And also, since we are speaking of show notes, Radiant Icons, make sure to secure your exclusive Sexy 27 offer, which is an exclusive bundle price of our Breakup with the Past, Fall in Love with the Future Healing Journal, and a piece of Radiant Rain merch of your choosing. So secure your Sexy 27 offer today by clicking that link so you can wear your DTBI pride all holiday season long. Oh, Radiant Icons, this is going to be a good one. Okay, so let's just get to it. When I think of Sexy 27, right, and what does Sexy 27 actually mean to me? I think of the art of becoming. We've spoken about it a lot on the podcast, especially in this Radiant Rain era of my life post-breakup. It's like a buzzword almost, becoming, right? Becoming this, becoming that. And I think it's true. When I think of Sexy 27, I do think of the art of becoming. I think of evolving. I think of expanding. And I think of allowing yourself to change. And that's exactly what I have done in this last year. I have evolved. I've been two different versions of myself, both iconic, both confident, both amazing, but I have evolved, and that's been amazing to watch. I have grown. I have expanded, and I have allowed myself to change for the better, right? So this art of becoming that I've experienced in Radiant 26 has prepared me to get ready to explore or redefine what sexy means to me in this chapter of sexy 27 of my life. Honestly, the truth is, Radiant Icons, I've been wanting to explore the definition of sexy and what it means to me for a while now. In fact, I've been planning sexy something, right? For 2 years now. I just didn't know what year it would fit best for me. I just knew I really wanted to have 1 year of my life, one chapter of my life dedicated to exploring sexy and sexiness. And I originally did think it was going to be this year, chapter 26. Eventually, we ended up with Radiant 26, and what a radiant year it has been. But when I was originally thinking of 26, the word that kept coming up was sexy and sexy and sexy, but something within me just knew I hadn't evolved, I hadn't expanded, I hadn't become the Amanda I needed to be to explore that intention and let it guide me in every decision and action in my life. I wasn't ready for that. In 27 years of my life, I have never allowed myself or given myself permission to explore what sexy means to me, right? I never gave it a personal definition. The only concept or idea of sexy I have in my mind is what the media has told me. But that's not true to me. Just like I think confidence is an individual journey, I think sexiness or sexy is the same thing. I think it is an individual personal definition, right? It's a personal journey, because what is sexy to me could not be sexy to someone else. And that's okay, right? That's the same concept with confidence, right? So it is a personal journey. And I hadn't become the Amanda that I needed to be to go on this journey. And I can confidently say that Radiant 26 prepared me for sexy 27. And it was because of this art of becoming that I allowed myself to go on in chapter 26 of my life. I didn't even know it was going to happen until it actually happened to me. And I had seen myself go from one version of Amanda to another version of Amanda, which is this Amanda that you are listening to right now, or this Amanda that you are seeing right now, depending on how you are consuming this podcast. And so when it comes to my personal definition of sexy, and what does sexy 27 actually mean to me? I think sexy is an energy. I don't think it's an aesthetic. I think it's an energy that you carry and that you embody. My personal definition of sexy is that sexy is about embracing all parts of becoming. I think that's sexy. I think it's sexy to be free. I think it's sexy to be liberated. I think it's sexy to be empowered by the stuff that you've gone through and owning your truth. And that is what I'm going to be doing in chapter 27 of my life. I am embracing every part of becoming. I am embracing every part of me more than I've already done. It's my story. It's my truth. And I'm going to own it. Because no one and no thing will make me feel ashamed for the Amanda that I am evolving into. And the Amanda that I am evolving into is sexy and is hot and is iconic. And she's accepting everything that has happened to her in her life. So now that we have defined my personal definition of sexy and what I think of this art of becoming, let's say goodbye real quick to Radiant 26, because, oh my God, chapter 26, Radiant Icons, truly was radiant. I truly did live out my intention, and it allowed me to live my most iconic life in chapter 26 of my life, because Radiant 26 was the chapter where I proved myself to myself. I think of the growth that I've experienced. I think of the evolution that I saw myself go through. And I think about my confidence being tested in ways that I never expected. I never expected my confidence to be tested in the way that it has in chapter 26. And one of the main ways my confidence was tested was actually a trajectory point for me. And it was, you guessed it, my breakup. In chapter 26 of my life, I got into my first relationship after being single for 3 years. And then that relationship very quickly ended. And through that 3-month relationship, my confidence was tested in ways that I truly never expected it to be tested in. What I learned through that 3-month relationship and saw within myself is that my confidence never faltered, even as shaky and rocky as my relationship was. I knew it wasn't a me thing. I knew it was a him thing. I knew I was good enough. He wasn't good enough for me. That's why when he walked away, I still was able to love myself unapologetically and step into this new era where I was more free and empowered and liberated than I have ever been in my damn life. So when it came to Radiant 26, my confidence just got stronger. No matter what I went through, whether it was my breakup, whether it's the ups and downs of being an entrepreneur at 26 years old, no matter what it was, my confidence did not falter. I was fulfilling my intention of Radiant 26. And one big thing I noticed, Radiant Icons, in chapter 26 was that I proved to myself that I can do all the scary and hard things that I once told myself I couldn't do, right? All my I can'ts became the I'm becomings. I truly stepped into this becoming era in Radiance 26 of my life. Like, I told myself I couldn't be in a relationship. I told myself I couldn't have hard conversations. I told myself that I couldn't heal from a specific traumatic event in my life. I told myself that I couldn't travel solo. I told myself I couldn't be sexy. I told myself that I couldn't enjoy my own company. I told myself all these I can't, I can't, I can't. Well, in fact, I can, I can, I can. I can do all these things that I told myself I couldn't do. Because here's the thing, Radiant Icons. When I did something that I previously told myself I couldn't do, right? So for instance, traveling solo, I told myself for years that there's no way that I am capable of traveling solo. I can't do it because X, Y, and Z and blah, 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 blah. Like, I told myself all these things. And every time that I traveled solo or I went on a solo date, I did these things by myself that I told myself I couldn't do. I was reframing my mindset. I was rewiring my thoughts and being like, oh, wait. I can do this. Look at me now. Look at me actually doing the thing that I said I can't do. That was me reframing and rewiring my thoughts and my mindset. I was doing a good old mindset switch, which in turn allowed me to strengthen my confidence, which allowed me to live out my intention so that I can live my most iconic life in chapter 26. So now that we've said goodbye to Radiance 26, we are saying hello to Sexy 27. And the way we are saying hello to Sexy 27 is we're getting to the nitty gritty. How are we going to see Sexy 27 in action? How will I be living this definition of sexy in my daily life? And I first have to start off with that I think sexy is an energy and it's something that you embody. So how do I embody this energy of sexy? I need to think of my personal definition of sexy, right? That is going to guide me in every action, decision, and scenario in this new chapter of my life. And that personal definition of sexy, like I mentioned earlier, is embracing all parts of becoming. So how does that show up in my daily life? I think that shows up in the way I move through the world. It shows up in how I honor my body, and it shows up in how I choose myself. So let's break it down even more. How am I going to do all those things that I just listed, right? With that personal definition of sexy leading me. The first part is I'm going to honor those solo dates, right? I'm going to honor that commitment to choose myself and accept that part of me becoming more comfortable with my own presence and falling in love with myself deeper, I'm going to keep on going on solo dates, and I'm going to keep on pushing the envelope a little bit of me, stepping outside of my comfort zone when I go on these solo dates. That's how I'm going to be embodying this energy of sexy. The next thing that I choose to do is going to be honoring my body through movement, and I'm going to do movement that truly does excite me and bring joy and allows me to get in touch with my feminine energy and my sensuality. And I think you guys already know where I'm going with this, but you know, I want to say it again on this podcast because I'll never get tired of talking of my new hobby. Heels dance classes has truly changed my relationship with being sexy and my sensuality and honoring my body and being connected to it. And I'm going to keep doing that because it brings me immense joy to see myself learn a routine and put it all together and just, you know, just do the damn thing and just feel myself and give myself the opportunity and permission to explore my body and explore this energy of sexy in a movement capacity. And it's also so healing for me, you know. And I know we spoke about sexy being confidence and healing. And well, I am healing in heels out loud every Wednesday evening, and I love it. And that's me. That's me honoring my body and honoring my intention. So I'm going to do it. And another way for me to embody or live out this sexy energy daily is to speak my truth and speak honestly and choose freedom. For me personally, there are things that are connected to this definition of sexy that I have just allowed myself to tiptoe in the pool about this year in Radiance 26, and especially in the latter half where I've seen myself evolve, right, and be more free. And I just think I'm on the precipice of it at the end of this year. And I'm really excited to see how I allow myself to heal out loud and speak my truth and own my freedom and take my power back when it comes to specific situations and scenarios in my life. And it's all connected to Sexy 27, and we'll get into that more next year when I'm ready to talk about it on a deeper scale, a larger scale. But I'm really, really excited to embody this sexy energy and live out this definition of sexy, embracing all parts of becoming by speaking my truth and being honest and taking my power back and choosing freedom over everything else. That's really sexy to me. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it even if I'm scared to do it, right? Because sexy is about embracing all parts of becoming. And I'm just becoming stronger and wiser and hotter by speaking my truth and owning my power and taking it back and choosing freedom. And speaking of freedom, Radiant Icons, the core intention of Sexy 27, I think, comes down to freedom. I think it comes down to being free in my body, free in my sensuality, free in my voice, free in my joy, and free in my choices. I want to be free. That is what Sexy 27 comes down to. And I think that's why my personal definition of sexy is embracing all parts of becoming. And to embrace all parts of becoming, I need to be free. I need to be free in every aspect of my life. And that's what I'm going to do in this next chapter of my life. And I know it may not make sense right now, but I know for me, I'm currently in the healing process of something that's been really big on my mind and my heart for the last 9 years of my life. I know I've alluded to it on the podcast for a while now. And I know in my heart that Sexy 27 is the chapter of my life where I will truly be free. I will truly be free from that And that's how I'm going to embrace my sexiness, is by embracing that part of my becoming, because every version of Amanda was necessary to become this version of Amanda. And as much as I hate that I had to go through that to become this version of Amanda, it only made me stronger, and I can't wait to finally explore sexiness for myself and give myself permission to explore my sensuality and to finally be free and not held back and to own my power and just be free. That's my main intention with Sexy 27, is I can't wait to just be free. All right, Radiant Icons, that is your Tea Time Sesh for today. If you enjoyed today's Tea Time Sesh, make sure to subscribe, to leave a rating, a review, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone, because you know we love what? More Radiant Icons in our iconic community of ours. But honestly, Radiant Icons, thank you guys for celebrating my birthday with me, also known as National Amanda Day, the most iconic holiday of the year, if I say so myself. But no, truly, I would not have been able to do half the stuff I did in Radiant 26 and Chapter 26 of my life if it wasn't for your unwavering love and support and belief in myself and Dare to Be Iconic. I was able to make so many dreams come true at the age of 26 because of you guys, because of the love you have shown me, because of the belief you have in me and the support you have shown me on this Dare to Be Iconic journey. And there is no one I would rather celebrate my birthday early with than you guys. You make my life so magical and sparkly and just amazing and iconic. And I love you guys from the bottom of my heart. It's just been an amazing journey seeing this art of becoming in the last year for me. And I know becoming isn't linear. I know firsthand becoming is not linear. It is messy, but it is so powerful, Radiant Icons. And I hope if you take anything away from today's Tea Time Sesh, is that you don't need to explain your growth to anyone. You don't need to be fully healed to be worthy of joy and happiness and celebration. And you are allowed to evolve and grow and become new versions of yourself. In fact, it's celebrated. That art of becoming is something you should be celebrating. Watching yourself evolve should be your favorite TV show to tune into. I know it's mine. I love seeing you all evolve with me as we are on this Dare to Be Iconic journey together. And I truly cannot wait for what this next chapter, Sexy 27, has in store for all of us, because I'm going to be exploring this definition of sexy with you guys right alongside me. I'm going to bring you along for the journey like I do with everything else in my life. And I'm really excited. So I hope if you take away anything, is that the art of becoming is powerful and it's messy and it's not linear, but it should be one of the most beautiful masterpieces that you ever lay your eyes on. And with that, Radiant Icons, I'll let you continue the party on actual National Amanda Day, which is December 19th. I'll chat with you next week. Remember, Radiant Icons, dare to be iconic. Bye.